Suppose that you were Champollion, and that you were examining a stack of papyrus sheets, all covered with hieroglyphics. Suddenly you came across a picture of a man with a saw. Very well, you would say, that means, of course, that a farmer went out to cut down a tree. Then you take another papyrus. It tells the story of a queen who had died at the age of 82. In the midst of a sentence appears the picture of the man with the saw. Queens of 82 do not handle saws. The picture, therefore, must mean something else. But what? That is the riddle which the Frenchman finally solved. He discovered that the Egyptians were the first to use what we now call phonetic writing, a system of characters which reproduce the sound, or phone, of the spoken word, and which make it possible for us to translate all our spoken words into a written form, with the help of only a few dots and dashes and pothooks. Let us return for a moment to the little fellow with the saw. The word saw either means a certain tool, which you will find in a carpenter's shop, or it means the past tense of the verb to see. This is what had happened to the word during the course of centuries. First of all, it had meant only the particular tool which it represented. Then that meaning had been lost, and it had become the past participle of a verb.